Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. Now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. It's raining, it's pouring, and it's been what we have been praying for months. I don't know why it didn't happen in March or April, but it is such a wonderful relief, and I am just talking to the trees and talking to the lawn and saying, just gulp it up, just drink it up. So God's heavenly rain is so much better than this artificial stuff that we have to water our lawns with. It's not artificial, but you know what I mean. And so I'm just thanking God for the wonderful moisture. Wow, it's great. It's just coming down. Oh, friend, trust the Lord of every blessing, who is good in every way, to rest his hand upon you and bring you joy today. It's a wonderful feeling to know that you're in God's hands, isn't it? Yes, it is. I was talking to my daughter, Dana, who is traveling. She was in Ohio yesterday, and she's getting to Detroit, Michigan today to take over an accounting position at a school. And she's so familiar with accounting and taking care of the books for an educational organization. So she was traveling yesterday, and Kimberly was traveling yesterday. So both daughters were traveling on the road. And I guess that's probably what I should have expected when we were traveling in our motorhome for 10 years. I know Dana was only 2 years old when we were traveling, and Kimberly was five. And they got so used to being on the road, they love to travel. So I'm sending the angels with them and asking God to protect them in all their ways, in whatever they're doing. Praise God. I am just really happy for Dana. I'm happy for Kimberly also. I know that Matthew had talked to her and said the refrigerator at their home, the condenser or whatever you call it, I have no idea what it is, had gone out on their refrigerator. So she's got a new refrigerator to look forward to. And he described it to her, and I think she's going to be so pleased. So good things happen, and we need to praise God in the good times and praise him in the challenging and the hard times, because he turns everything around for us. He works all things together for good to those who love him. And I pray that you love him today. Let's do our Monday Bible slogan. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I do what it tells me to do. This is my Bible. It has given me new life. It is the Word of God. You are blessed to dispense, for in him you live and move and have your being. And if you'd like to listen to previous programs, you can go to freedomstreet.org and click on radio shows and listen to them. Oh, as long ago as they're all titled, as a month or a month and a half ago, maybe longer. And or you can go to KLTT anytime, the KLTT radio app, and listen to the program. I may not be coming to you live anymore, and I'm grateful for those 30 years that I've had live with you, but I have your best interest in mind, and I will be talking about those issues and subjects relative to the current news. And one of them is from the American Center for Law and Justice. Now, I received this email last week, and he was saying here, Jay was saying, it's one of the worst attacks on election integrity ever. Today, we're filing it at the Supreme Court to fight back. The radical left just forced through an unconstitutional redistricting map that disenfranchises almost half the voters in Virginia. It's one of the worst gerrymandered maps ever. 49% of the electorate would only get 9% of the representation in Congress. This has been going on for a while. I know most of you know about this. Not only did the ballot measure deceptively say that no not only did the ballot measure deceptively say this would restore fairness, but it was also illegally placed on the ballot just months away from the midterm elections. The proponents violated a host of laws and the state constitution itself. Now, see, if I had to go before people like this, I wouldn't have any idea what laws were broken or what laws weren't. And so I'm so happy to be supporting American Center for Law and Justice. The state Supreme Court struck it down. That's right, in Virginia. But the radical left frantically rushed to file an emergency appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. It's a direct assault on our representative form of government and could completely change the midterm elections nationwide. We've defeated these kinds of attacks before. I know you have, Jay and Jordan. We won at the Supreme Court when they tried to remove President Trump from the ballot. Do you remember that in Colorado? They tried it. They didn't succeed. In just moments, we are filing an emergency brief at the Supreme Court to defeat the unconstitutional gerrymandering. Now, this is what I heard last week. Okay, newsflash. And the Supreme Court just struck down the redistricting in Virginia this last week. I'm so blessed for organizations and law firms that stand up for our rights. Oh, go to ACLJ.org and donate today. Just thanking God and thanking Jay and Jordan and their team for the wonderful work they've done. Another item of interest, and Mondays we usually get all the news from the weekend, to all patriotic American citizens, and especially those who have been praying for the release of Tina Peters. Oh, we have all been praying. President Trump put enough pressure on Jared Polis, and he gave in and will commute Tina's sentence and release her on June the 1st. I am ecstatic with joy for her and her family. I know she should have been released a long time ago. She got a raw deal. She never should have been sentenced for her search for the truth. And she was searching for the truth, friend, just like you and I are. Oh, God help the Secretary of State, Gina Griswold, for her dishonest practices toward law-abiding citizens who want to see justice and truth prevail. Tina Peters is being released. Thank God for that. Oh, I'm so grateful. I am truly grateful for that. The month of May is coming and going so quickly, and we're running to get so much done for the summer, getting everything prepared, the soil and the gardens, and planting flowers and watering. It was, you know, we had restrictions on our watering, but now I don't know what they're going to do. It's just been raining so beautifully. And I have my clippers and weed whacker and blower ready for whatever comes. And it sounds like I have my gun and my holster ready for anything that comes up. But that goes, you know, you got to go back and get rid of those weeds that come up. Kimberly was such a help while she was here and put down plastic and mulch on the corner of my property where weeds seemed to sprout up. Well, Friday night at sundown, she yelled, running to me in the main part of the house saying, "There's water running down the street behind us on the curb, gallons and gallons of water just flowing." And I said, "It's not raining." And she said, "I don't know what's happening." Well, the city of Denver had to turn off the water and begin a 24-hour recovery of the water main burst. And mud all over and silt all over. And it was constant noise from the big, huge vac truck. You think ServPro is big. Ugh, this truck is huge. And the vacuum sucking up all of the dirt and the grime and even some of the water and dump truck after dump truck, that our ears were aching after that was over with. But the next day, oh, they worked all night long. The next day, we had water again. And Kimberly, I told her to stay. She stayed Sunday because she was going to leave Sunday for Oklahoma. And so she said, "Yeah, I didn't get any sleep." And I said, "Well, you stay today and we'll just relax and have a good time." And I don't know how many of you thank God for water every day, but when it is taken for even 12 hours, you realize how many times you go to the sink, how many times you get drinks, or how many times you fill a pan with water to fix something, or how many times you use the washing machine. Oh, friends, we use a lot of water. When we're without it, it's an inconvenience. I'm praising him. I'm praising him for what all that he's given to us and supplying to us every day all that he's supplying to us. Oh, what a wonderful God we serve. And that's part of our memory verse this week. It's Psalm 18, verse 30. Here it is from the New American Standard. As for God, his way is blameless. And you know that Psalm 18 is written by David. As for God, his way is blameless. The word of the Lord is tried and true. He is a shield to all who take refuge in him. And from the Living Translation, God's way is perfect. All the Lord's promises prove true. Oh, amen. He is a shield for all who look to him for protection. For who is God except our Lord? Who but our God is a solid rock? God arms me with strength, and he makes my way perfect. I know sometimes we don't think our way is perfect, but if we look at what the world is going through and some neighbors are going through or some people in this country are going through, our ways are perfect when it's under the wonderful leadership of God. Verse 33 says, he makes me as sure-footed as a deer, enabling me to stand on mountain heights. He trains my hands for battle. He strengthens my arm to draw a bronze bow. Why did God give these men and women of the Bible to write about their lives and their challenges? God does this for strength for us today in our situations. I truly believe that. He provided the Word of God so that we would not get discouraged and feel hopeless in our situations. He wants us to know that whatever we need, he will supply. Now, in that last verse, verse 33 of Psalm 18, he makes me as sure-footed as a deer, enabling me to stand on mountain heights. That was so familiar to me. So I thought about that, and I thought, well, it's in Habakkuk. Habakkuk is a beautiful little short book. I know it's hard to pronounce, but Habakkuk is almost word for word what Psalm 18:33. And I think Habakkuk himself took the words from Psalm 18, David, years and years before, and he applied it to his situation. Where did Habakkuk get these words? I believe it was from David right there in Psalm 18. And in verse 18 of Habakkuk 3, it says, yet I will exalt in the Lord. I will rejoice in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength. And listen, he has made my feet like hinds' feet, like deer feet, like as sure-footed as a deer, like hinds' feet, and makes me walk on my high places. Isn't that beautiful? That verse has sustained me so many times. In fact, God gave me a song that I sing according to Habakkuk 3:17. I want to go there right for a moment here and read Habakkuk 3. And starting at the 15th verse, Lord, I have heard the report about you, and I tremble with reverence. I heard and my inward parts trembled. At the sound of my lips quivered. Decay enters my bones, and in my place I tremble. When you feel hopeless, when you feel totally discouraged, you feel weak. You're not energized at all. You feel really weak. Oh, I got to take a nap, or I've got to go do, you know, get something to drink because I feel just absolutely empty and lifeless. So at the sound of his voice, Habakkuk's lips quivered. Decay enters my bones, and in my place I tremble, because I must wait quietly for the day of distress, for the people who arise, who will invade us. See, Israel had real troubled times during Habakkuk's life, and he was saying, I can hear the enemy coming. I can hear him coming, and my bones are quivering. My lips are trembling. And then he says, O Lord, revive your work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make it known. In wrath, remember your mercy. Your splendor covers the heavens, and the earth is full of your praise. Your radiance is like the sunlight. You have rays flashing from your hand, and there is the hiding of your power. Your ways are everlasting. Boy, it sounds so much like Psalm 18, verses 30. And here in the 17th verse, though the fig tree should not blossom, though nothing comes up from last year, the crops are all gone, and there be no fruit on the vines, no cherries on that tree, no grapes come forth, though the yield of the olives should fail and the fields produce no food, though the flock should be cut off from the fold and be no cattle on the stalls. It's like you did not have any calving season. There were no newborns. Everything is still and hopeless. Yet I will exult in the Lord. EXULT means I will dance with joy in the Lord. I will rejoice in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength, and he has made my feet like hinds' feet and makes me walk on my high places. Praise the Lord. In Psalm 18 verse 30 in the Message, it says, what a God we serve. His road stretches straight and smooth. Every God direction is road tested. Everyone who runs toward him makes it. Everyone who runs toward God makes it. Everyone who runs toward God is successful. Oh, praise God. Last week, Kimberly and I told you that you have the mind of Christ when you are born again. And that's from 1 Corinthians 2, verse 16. Your body is also temple of Holy Spirit who is in you. I know it's hard to believe that a perfect God takes up residence in an imperfect body, but it's true. We got to believe that by faith. In the Old Testament, God's presence dwelled in a tabernacle built by man's hands and taken from place to place until its permanent home was in Jerusalem. In the New Testament, it's a whole new thing that we've got to contemplate. God lives in us. God lives in us. You know, every once in a while, I've got to remind myself, and because we get in such a fleshly place in this humanistic world, and we look and are distracted by the things in this world. But God lives in us, and we can say that together, what I just said at the beginning of the program. In him, we live and move and have our being. It's not only for you. I must remind myself over and over that God is guiding me every minute of every day. And he's telling us over and over in the New Covenant that he is at work in us on this journey that we're on. He wants us to know that he takes pleasure in working in us. Yes, even in the messes. Even in the messes, God is so good. 1 Corinthians 6, 9 through 20 tells us, surely you must know that people who practice evil cannot possess God's kingdom. It's that simple, folks. People who practice evil cannot possess God's kingdom. Stop being deceived. People who continue to engage in sexual immorality, idolatry, adultery, sexual perversion, homosexuality, fraud, greed, drunkenness, verbal abuse, or extortion. And that's robbing people through cheating and threats. These will not inherit God's kingdom. It's true that some of you once lived in those lifestyles, but now you have been purified from sin, made holy, and given a perfect standing before God. Oh, it's all because of the power of the name of our Lord Jesus, the Messiah, and through our union with the Spirit of God. Oh, praise the Lord. That's such a beautiful passage. I love the King James Version in the 11th verse of 1 Corinthians 6. And such were some of you. We all were sinners. When Jesus died for us, God knew we were all sinners. We were all sinners. I'll say that again. We were all sinners, but you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ and in the Spirit of our God. Oh, I can handle a few more times of that verse echoing in my heart and my mind. I've been washed, I've been sanctified, I've been justified in the name of the Lord. Paul goes on to say, it's true that our freedom allows us to do anything, but that doesn't mean that everything we do is good for us. I'm free to do as I choose, but I choose to never be enslaved to anything. And some have said, I eat to live and live to eat, but God will do away with it all. The body was not created for illicit sex, but to serve and worship our Lord Jesus, who can fill the body with himself. And he does that. He said that in John 14. If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him. We will come to him. That's a plural word, we, and I capitalize it every time I write it out. We will come to him, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and make our dwelling place in him. Don't you know that your bodies belong to Christ as his body parts? Should one presume to take the members of Christ's body and make them into members of a harlot? Absolutely not. aren't you aware of the fact that when anyone sleeps with a prostitute, he becomes a part of her and she becomes a part of him? For it is declared, the two become a single body. But if the one who joins himself to the Lord is mingled or infused into one spirit with him, this is what God had planned for us. And this is why you must keep running away from sexual immorality. Immorality involves sinning against your own body. Have you forgotten that your body is now the sacred temple of the Spirit of God who lives in you? You don't belong to yourself any longer. You belong to Jesus Christ who gave himself for you. So sometimes we go through times in our lives, especially when we are not fulfilled in our own life or full of joy and we don't have happiness. And so we think, I got to go find somebody and have a relationship with them. And it usually winds up with someone. And I feel so sorry for those of you who have had a marriage partner that has gone out to seek sexual intimacy from someone else. That's a sin, friend. That is really a sin. And if you feel dirty or defiled after you've done this, and maybe you're listening to me today and you have realized that what you have done is a sin before God, and you do feel dirty. I know Darren used to say, I met some people that showered 10 to 11 times a day. They felt so dirty. God wants his total unconditional forgiveness and cleansing to wash you clean. The cleansing that will come after this prayer that I say on the air, of getting back your stuff and sending your substance back to that person that you had illicit sex with. It will produce freedom and a knowing in your spirit that you're clean. Oh, the records are clear. You're clean. To feel that, friend, is like coming out of the shower and feeling all wonderful and clean. I remember times I'd work in the garden and I was so dirty and sweaty. I'd come in and take a shower and, oh, it felt so good. So when repentance and cleansing are declared, the future is bright for other God-ordained relationships. There must be a getting back of the spiritual substance exchanged and sending back of the spiritual substance received in an act of lust and the defilement that results. I'm going to say that again. Repentance and cleansing are declared after you. Now, when you have sex, you take substance from that person that you have sex with. You do. And it's a spiritual substance. You give it back to that person in a wonderful prayer of cleansing. And then you take back the substance that you had given to that other person. It's remarkable, but it's true. And so there must be a getting back of the spiritual substance that you sent to that person and a sending back of the spiritual substance received in an act of lust and sexual performance. Now, let's say you have allowed pornographic pictures down in your spirit, and that's the tablet of your heart, by reading pornography or watching X-rated movies on television. You may say, oh, that doesn't bother me a bit. When you take in through that eye gate images, and especially explicit images, sexual images, that stays with you. It stays with you, and it will come back to remind you. And committing sexual sins, when that happens, you keep having flashbacks, and it's really defeating you. You've asked God to forgive you, and he has, but you must realize that when God forgave you of your sins when you were born again, he erased them forever. And that's where faith comes in. The Word of God says it, and I believe it. Forgiveness does not come in a feeling, but in hearing the Word of God in your heart, which is called Rhema Revelation. Vital knowing that God is alive and working in your life. Now, we've got to confess, because some of the things that I had mentioned in 1 Corinthians 6, the adultery, the idolatry, the perversion, all of that, it's in you. And you can't live a godly life when some of this stuff is in your soul. And your soul is separate from your heart, which is inhabited by God and by Jesus Christ and Holy Spirit. So we must go to scriptures like 1 John 1:9 that tells us, if we confess our sins And if you sinned, you've got to confess your sin. He is faithful and righteous to forgive your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Now, you're wanting to get back your stuff from having a sexual affair with someone, and you're wanting to them to you're getting back, and so you're wanting to give what you receive from them back to them, because then you're in pieces. And the process of getting back and sending back substance is three different points. And one is you, the one who is sexually involved has pieces of the partners of past relationships. Number two, a prayer of repentance is necessary. Willpower will not solve this. I'm not going to do this. I'm not ever going to do this again. And some of you walk away from a relationship that you had with somebody because sex doesn't fulfill you. It's not sex that's going to fulfill you. It's that love relationship, that wonderful, wonderful coming together and knowing that you are on the same page with that person spiritually and soulish and physically. That's what's important, not just the physical act. So a prayer of repentance is necessary, and willpower will not solve this. The repentant one gets his stuff or spiritual substance back and takes back what was taken. Now, tomorrow I'm going to go through this in more of a lengthy way because I've only got about a minute here. But we're going to start with a prayer. Father God, in Jesus' name, I ask for your forgiveness for being involved in this sinful affair. And I ask that you wash away all thoughts and memories and physical involvement that I encountered in this relationship. I want you to dwell on that overnight. I want you to dwell on the fact that you God is going to be able to wash away all those dirty thoughts, all those filthy thoughts, all the sexual activities that you have gone through. He's going to cleanse that, wash that away, and make you feel absolutely clean again. I guarantee it. I guarantee it. Darren had so many answers to that prayer, and people came to him feeling dirty and filthy, and God washed it away. So join me tomorrow, Tuesday, and listen to the wonderful prayer of release and cleansing and washing that you will receive after a life of a lifestyle that only the devil wanted you to have. God never intended for you to live like that. God bless you and keep you, and take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom Ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy in